This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Skincare Health and Beauty channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Kathy Heschlow has been our guest several times before. She is a busy author of wellness and beauty books and is founder of Sublime Beauty for Skin Health and Sublime Naturals with wellness products and essential oils. Kathy lived in Paris, France for 16 years and says this influenced her greatly. She is author of the 322-page book, Essential Oils Have Superpowers, and 10 other books with two more coming out this summer. Today, we're going to speak with her about her latest book, Break Sugar Cravings or Addiction, Feel Full, Lose Weight, An Astonishing Essential Oil Method. Kathy, always great to have you with us, and thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Hey, thank you, Eric. It's always great to be here.
And we, of course, thank you for your time, and always great to have you with us each and every time. So, for starters, tell us about your latest book to kick things off today.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I decided to write a book about sugar and what it can do to us or what it is doing to us, because so many people don't know the background, the issues, the problems with sugar in the United States today. And unfortunately, so many people have diabetes or are pre-diabetic. So many people are overweight, but even if they try, they're having a hard time to lose weight, and that's actually tied often to sugar. So I wanted to write about the issues and offer a natural solution for people who do have troubles in this area.
Quite interesting, and sounds like a must read. Now, what are some of these issues with sugar? If you could kind of touch on those a little here.
Well, I actually devote the entire first chapter of the book to issues with sugar in a really easy-to-read format. I do a lot of bullet points and statistical information. I break down the facts so it's really easy to understand. And I'll just mention a few of these right now. So 100 years ago, diabetes was a very rare disease. Yet today, 1 in 11 Americans have it, and then there's even more if you count the pre-diabetic people. So there's actually a new case of diabetes every 16 seconds in the U.S., which is just insane. So today, we are actually eating the same amount of sugar in 2 weeks that we did in a whole year, a century ago. So the biggest increase in intake has actually been since the 1960s, which coincides with a great rise of sugar in our foods, our diets, and the processed foods in the United States. High fructose corn syrup is a sweetener. That rose 1,000% in consumption since 1970, and that's more than any other food, drink, or food group during that same period. That's from an official long-term study that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. So you and me, our average healthy digestive systems can digest about 4 teaspoons of sugar daily with no problems, no health implications. But listen to this, 1 12-ounce Coke has 11 teaspoons. So that's 4 is for a healthy digestive system. 1 Coke has 11 teaspoons. So unfortunately, sugar is added to so many things, from breads and lunch meats, peanut butter, pretzels, canned foods, dressings. Of course, everything that's sweet, the jams, the jellies, the desserts, the cookies, etc. So there was a big shift in the 1970s when fats got a bad rap, and the food industry removed a lot of fats, and they replaced it with sugar. And so a lot of these sugars are hidden in our foods.
I do appreciate your going back in history and touching base on the issues with sugar and the changes over the years. That's very helpful. So what is the real problem with extra?
Well, yeah, with extra sugar, there's so many issues, but I've just prepared 6 general points today to keep it, to keep it on track. So first, sugar actually fires up the same part of your brain as crack, heroin, cocaine, tobacco. it's actually addictive. It works on the addictive center in the brain. Now, some people are more susceptible than others, but when you eat sugar, you want more and more. So second, the high fructose corn syrup and the glucose form of sugar actually turn off a function in your brain that tells you that you're full. So you typically stop eating. When this function is off, more of us overeat, we just keep eating, we don't feel full, and that contributes to weight gain and more consumption of the sugar. Third, processed sugar, and this is the kind that most of us are eating today, it's actually empty calories. They have no nutrients, no fats, no vitamins, no minerals. And what's worse, when you eat this type of processed sugar, it can actually start pulling on or depleting your own stores of your vitamins and minerals and enzymes just due to the makeup of it. And it can damage your cells in your body. It contributes to early aging and wrinkles and obviously to a lot of disease. Fourth, when you have too much fructose, it raises the uric acids in your blood. Your blood pressure can hurt your kidneys and liver. It just does so many things. Fructose and the high fructose corn syrup is actually metabolized in your liver instead of in the normal way. And this is what is behind the growing problem in the United States with liver disorders on top of everything else. Now, sugar is also a big cause behind inflammation in the body, and that's behind so many diseases and pain. Fifth, when you develop a disease like type 2 diabetes, which is typically tied very strongly to sugar consumption, you have a higher possibility of stroke, of heart disease, of liver and kidney disease, oral problems. Basically, your quality of life can go down, and your pharmaceuticals cost a lot more to treat your diabetes or your other diseases. Interestingly enough, type 2 diabetes is now being tied to Alzheimer's disease and even Parkinson's. So the sixth point that I wanted to bring today is sugar offers an environment that cancer likes. It's conducive to cancer.
And all that certainly is not good news without a question. Now, what can be done if you are eating too much sugar and maybe after hearing this, you think you may be addicted to sugar? What should be done?
Right. Many people actually get sugar cravings and they feel because of that part of your brain that's been activated, they need sugar, they seek it out, they look for it, they eat it, they keep eating it. And, you know, that addiction center of your brain is really affected. So essential oils also work in your brain. When you inhale them, they go directly to the limbic system in your brain, that is the dashboard of your body, and they take action there. So one of the key things is when you inhale certain essential oils, like grapefruit or peppermint or cinnamon, they can help tell your brain, oh, okay, I don't crave that sugar anymore. I feel okay. I've got, you know, I'm satisfied. And using this can be very helpful to cut down on sugar, but also to get your body back in balance. This includes feeling full and knowing when you've had enough. And there's so many other things essential oils can help do. Now, I mentioned in the book, I write about this, there are a number of clinical and university tests on this very subject. One doctor, Dr. Hirsch in Chicago, had 3,500 subjects over a six-month period follow a very specific daily regimen of inhaling essential oils and scents, and these participants lost 5 pounds per month and reprogrammed their eating habits. There were several studies at another university where they helped the participants consume 1,800 calories less. Can you imagine that? And break the sugar cravings with the essential oils. There's a really good lab study in Washington, D.C., where those participants lost 19 pounds in 6 months, and on and on. I write about that in the book before I give an action plan.
Eye-opening information today. We are joined by, once again, Kathy Heschlow, the author of her latest book, Break Sugar Cravings or Addiction, Feel Full, Lose Weight, and Astonishing Essential Oil Method, here on eHealth Radio Skincare Health. and Beauty Channel is a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Kathy, do you explain this in your book, how someone could proceed and try to stop cravings or overeating and what they should do?
Absolutely. Yes, I do. I go into great detail about this. First, what other studies have done, methodologies, how essential oils work, and then I lay out a very specific plan. And I also offer tools. I offer a free essential oil and 50% off of others if the reader doesn't have any or has never used them before, along with safety tips. So I also include in the book keys for success and suggestions when you're using this plan, how to break the problem of overconsumption and craving or addiction and lose weight. And, you know, it's not just about weight. It's really about wellness, about lifestyle, and about mindset.
And you just mentioned mindset. What do you mean by mindset?
Okay, sure. Well, I go into it quite a bit in the book, but I'll just give one example. I don't believe in using the word diet or actually even going on diets. That word tends to suggest deprivation of what you want, that you're getting less, that it's an imposition, it's negative. Instead, I try to think of eating healthy food as a pleasure, something that nourishes the body, you know, good foods, while eating empty foods or, you know, what we determine as bad foods is not having a place in your body or in your life. So that's one way that France, Paris, living in Paris all those years, it has an influence. In France, food is a true, true pleasure. It's an art. It's an ally. It's something that you really enjoy. But you rarely see overweight French people, and they certainly do not do diets. They enjoy their meals. So, in fact, even with the bakeries and the amazing cuisine, they average only 5 teaspoons per day of sugar or less, while we in America are eating 0.5 pound a day. So, you know, that's a big difference. So it's getting your mind around what is good for your body.
Now, when it comes to cutting out sugar, will people have to cut out all sugar? I guess that would be the question.
Well, actually, my husband asked me the same thing. He likes sugar a lot. And, you know, we're all about balance. So no, that would be impossible, and you don't want to feel that it's something that you're losing out entirely on. But first, if you have overconsumption, if you're addicted, if you're overweight and unhealthy due to sugary foods and drinks, you've got to break its hold on you, and you really have to get your house in order. So, yes, a little sugar is going to be okay, whether it's in fruits or maybe some sugar in your coffee or a small square of dark chocolate. But first, get things in order, get those functions back so that you know when you're full, you know you're not addicted. Now, in the book, I also offer up all sorts of sugar alternatives that are really healthy or much, much healthier, and they can fulfill your sweet tooth without bringing your health down. Now, part of the journey of this whole thing is sort of what I talked about before. It's getting into a healthier mindset, looking at food as your ally, at you know, good food that's nourishing, and to try to cut out the empty, hidden foods while you lose weight or you're getting to your ideal weight, and avoiding disease. We want to live long, healthy lives without, you know, being ridden with our bodies ridden with disease. So I guess I'd say it's being mindful of what you put into your body.
Well, well said, and it all sounds really interesting. So where can listeners get a copy of your book, Break Sugar Cravings and Addiction?
Oh, absolutely. I have the book on Amazon. So it's in both the Kindle or ebook form and in the little paperback. They could search the title or the first part of the title, Break Sugar Cravings and Addiction, or they could search sugar addiction or search my name. And I think you might have a link put up with the podcast as well. So if a listener decides that he or she wants to try the method in the book and they don't have essential oils, I also give away a free therapeutic grade peppermint and have a discount that's in the beginning of the book as well to help.
And you certainly can't beat that. Lastly, you do have another book coming out soon. And what if people want to follow you or know more? How can they do that as well?
Oh, okay, great. Well, yeah, I'm three quarters of the way done with a book on essential oils called Use This for That. And it's an easy guide about using essential oils for everyday wellness issues. As far as following me, you know, listeners could get a copy of one of my books free, see what I'm writing about, and just get information and other kinds of things on my site, which is booksbyheschlow.com. And also everything is listed on Amazon as well.
Again, Kathy, it's nothing short of informative, and we always appreciate your visits. Continued success, and certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Eric. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Kathy Heschlow, the author of her latest book, Break Sugar Cravings or Addiction, Feel Full, Lose Weight, An Astonishing Essential Oil Method. And to pick up the book or get more information, simply visit booksbyheschlow.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Skincare Health and Beauty Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.